So, 1984, what a ride. I mean, that ending, I didn't know what to expect from it. I mean, it's George Orwell on one hand, right? He's a great author at dystopias, but being good at making a dystopia means that it's just so sad. Oh my, it's so sad.
Yes.
They did my boy Winston dirty. Oh, why they gotta put him in with the rats and everything? Jesus, bro. Man. Oh. Just.
Oh my gosh. No, okay.
Right, okay.
All right, so hear me out, right? I was on Reddit, like you usually do. And yeah. And so I was in my free time, which was really weird. I was looking into 1984 Reddit. Right? And I read something like actually intellectual, which is weird from
reading Reddit. Are you saying Reddit is Reddit. Not a place where but, intellectual so, discuss 1984? No?
No. It is not. Okay. But what I read was that during the production of, or not production, the writing of Animal Farm, George Orwell really had a rough time finding a publisher.
I would imagine that being and such a, I would say, I don't know, controversial kind of book, you can say.
Yeah, definitely. But then, like, the guy who was writing the Reddit post started going into, like, oh, it makes so much sense. Like, he put all his frustration out on Winston. And I was thinking about it lately. And he's kind of right. Like, Winston has a secret book and, like, putting all its feelings, or not all its feelings, I guess all his feelings into it. You know, he works at Ministry of the Truth. Where he's policing and fabricating these lies and all this stuff. And Winston's just overall such a downer. And, like, all this stuff is happening to Winston. And now just think of it using the lens of Orwell is just using Winston to project his feelings. Like, I feel like those little subtle things make a lot more sense.
I can see where you're going, you know, with that. Because he's working in the Ministry of Truth, right? And seeing how he has to deal with, you know, trying to censor off things that are true and rewrite things, just as how he cannot find a publisher because what he's writing is just too extreme for some reason, right? I can see where you're going with that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And then you can go down this rabbit hole. Like, you can talk about, I think his name is O'Reilly.
You're talking about the...
Right?
The
O'Brien. O'Brien.
I don't want... Can I spoil it? The traitor.
Guy...
The backstabber. Oh.
Yeah.
Why did you trust him? No, I never trusted him. Because, like, Winston's connection with O'Brien, that's just... No, I don't trust a man that just gives me a little side eye. Mm-mm. No, that's not how it works.
See, I read books how... Okay, first of all, I get so into books, like... My life becomes that book. Right. It's really weird. But so that's the way I read books is I like treat it, I guess not as if it's my own life, but like if I was in that book and I was reading O'Brien and I'm like, oh, he seems so trustworthy. He's going to help me when I'm going to like take over the government. Like that was at the very beginning at least. And then he broke my heart. But yeah. It was just, we're getting off topic, right? Just, Orwell was a downer. He was very much a downer. Like, in his life. And also, think about it. The man literally went and, like, witnessed what? Just Nazi Germany.
Did he witness
the Cold War?
He might have lived through the Cold War. I'm not entirely sure. It's a bit iffy, because I believe George, he died at a fairly young age, like 40, 50s and such, right? So I'm assuming he was there during the Cold War. But definitely during the rise of fascism in Europe, definitely, yeah. The book really
thinking about the historical lens.
Heavily thought about what's going on in his time when he was writing it.
Mm-hmm.
With the rise of fascism and totalitarianism.
Yeah.
And his, you know, being a young political man who's very socialist. Amen. Let's go. No, he was okay. He was on the left, and you can kind of see that in his previous writing of Hand and Firm and in 1984,
yeah.
Which is partly the reason as to why he had such trouble publishing it, because who would want to publish a dirty red comic book or something like that, right? And it's funny because this book was banned in the United States for some time, and I don't remember that some time period, but and it was also banned within the Soviet Union for being too—I don't remember the reason—but it's being too radical in the Soviet Union, right? It's like too communist or whatever it is. I might be wrong on that, but it was banned in the Soviet Union. But in the United States, it was banned for being too communist, and then unbanned to show how communism is bad. And you like, Like they go off and say, like, oh, this book is no good. It's promoting communism. And then backtrack to say, we're going to use this book as an example of how bad the Soviet Union is. Mm-hmm. Like, this book is the Soviet Union. And it's just, which one is it? Is it for or against? And I ultimately really don't know. Because Orwell, he criticizes both sides, actually, if you kind of look at it, right? He looks at Stalinism. Well, not that's a word. Stalinism. Mm-hmm. Well, Stalinist Russia, right? And how the case study of Russia and Stalin's control of it is not what socialism should be, right? And you can kind of see the comparison between the party in 1984. It's called Inksog, right? And how you have, they, if you look at it, they have pretty liberal or like socialist views on some ideas, right? But completely like totalitarian conservative ideas on one. So it's a combination of is double think. It's double think.
According to Google, right? Current, so it was banned in Russia, what, 1940? Wait, I just missed it. Where
it's banned in the Soviet Union, yes.
1940, and yeah, my bad. And banned in China, and at least in
why are you saying 2019?
That's when the article was written.
It's banned in China.
fair, but and then was it's challenged in many U.S. cities. So currently, according to September 28th, 2021, it's currently being challenged in Jackson County in Florida.
So what we're reading can legitimately
This book
this could be illegal to read. Oh, wow, what a time to be alive.
Yeah. Well then, question, how do you feel about that? How do you feel about maybe there might be a chance that, you know, like, kids in the future just might not ever read this book.
Of this do you book, think this to book to promote freedom of thought? Because once, yes.
Wait a minute.
No. Really, you get double-think and everything. That whatever. Orwell in this society in 1984, you cannot think for yourself. The party chooses what you thinks for you, right? So it's just even more ironic that the book that is promoting free thought, not being controlled by the state, is a book that is banned in several states and countries. And
oh my god!
You see it, no?
It's yeah. You know, I just see a lot of memes
you look
on
at
the
1984
internet
memes?
Where it'll be like a
No,
not at all. This is completely different. about like kids arguing with their parents and then kids say a valid point and their parents say that's disrespectful.
You're comparing
that's how I feel really about how 1984 is with
you're comparing
all the countries that banned it.
I mean valid.
I mean
like, it's a bit I see where you're coming from. But she's funny. Dad, you don't stop being such a big brother. Oh, man. All right.
But yeah, just 1984, it took me on a ride.
It was a fun ride, but it was sad.
It was so sad.
Well,
I have a lot to say.
No,
I don't have go.
Just, I thought about it, like, because I don't know. I can talk about this. It's not that much of a spoiler. But O'Brien, he wasn't on our side. No, he wasn't. But he was not on our side.
Huge spoiler.
But they put Winston in room 101. Is that the correct? I believe that's the correct one. But they put him in this room designed to be Winston's personal hell, right? And we've learned that Winston has a very deep fear of rats, right? And rodents and such. They filled the room with rats and rodents and locked them in here. Wow. Okay. And I don't know
my
why,
God.
But thinking about being locked in a room with rats made me think about ancient, like, torture methods. Like, did you know about? I'm going to talk about something that's gruesome. So, I'm sorry, listeners who don't. Yeah.
Content warning here.
Yes, all of it is. But I don't remember which society, but they would take a rat, place it on your stomach, and enclose it with some sort of bucket or a cage, right? So the rat is on your belly and stuff. You heard about this?
Yeah, you know.
And so the rat is trapped in a sort of enclosure inside this bucket, with your belly being the floor, right? And the torturer would place like a hot piece of coal or whatever on the bucket, heating the bucket up, irritating the rat. So the rat sensibly wants to leave and get away from the heat. And so it would just claw its way through you in an attempt to escape. It's terrible.
Oh my.
It's not fun, but I don't know which is worse, that or Winston being in the rat room, because both.
Well, because you have to think about it. What one is physical torture and the other is psychological torture, because it's not like, you know, me being stuck in a room with rats, that's scary, but think of, it's not being stuck in a room with rats, it's being stuck in a room with your greatest fear.
And it also, you have to think about what's the goal for O'Brien to do this, right? It's to re-educate him, I believe, right?
Mm-hmm.
So you don't want to kill, you know, Winston outright, but instead indoctrinate him and re-educate him into the party. And then afterwards, I think he can be killed.
Oh, sense. You know, I'm not here to bash the book. I'm just here to say I didn't like it.
You know, what can two people really do against the whole system of the party, right? Like, I would root for them. Like, let's overthrow the government. Like, okay, that's just me being me. I really don't like the establishment and such, and I would totally root for that to happen. But really, what can two people do? What can they do when everyone is against you? And literally everyone, you're being watched, right? Even in the room where they were staying within the store, right? It was being monitored. There's no place safe for them, right? It makes sense that they would fail. But it doesn't sting any less. Just, I'm upset.
Yeah. God, and honestly, this is how we're going to end it. But honestly, I think that was the whole point.
It's just made to make me sad. Well, it's made to make you
or
think.
Or make everyone sad. All right.
In thinking, you realize,
make
damn,
you think.
That's sad. Thank you, Orwell.
All right. Thank you, guys.
And figuring things out. make me big sad.
Oh, my God. All right, guys.
Well,
thanks for listening.
We should make a winner.
We will never do a podcast again.
None of before. who would you give?
Oh yeah.
The losing role?
Gosh. Okay. Mm-hmm. No. Who would I give it? Man, I'd give society, man. No, just the whole... The thing of that people actually have banned
it's
this book.
It's so funny that he banned
it. Like,
it's
you know
so
that...
funny. In a dark way, you
oh
know?
My God.
I just... Wow.
Yeah.
Ironic. There,
it's just ironic, you know? Yeah. All right,
winner,
great. I'm ending this. We're stopping. Okay, bye, y'all.
But...
Okay, bye.